The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning and welcome, Patriot Radio News Hour, Joe and Jason on this Thursday. Man, March Madness in full effect. 2,215 on gold, silver roaring as well, back above $25. Remember, tomorrow's Good Friday. The U.S. markets are going to be closed. We will not be. We will be open. The gold markets will be open. For those of you that listen in Phoenix, you'll probably hear this show again tomorrow because 1010 is closed for good Friday. I'll just say this now. Happy Easter to everybody out there. I hope you get to spend some time with some loved ones. My youngest son's home from school, so that always makes my wife happy. My older son, you know, he's an adult now. So, you know what? I got to work. And, you know what? I don't get extra days off for Easter, so he won't be joining us. But we've got a bunch of our friends and kids are going to be together. So I hope you all have a fantastic weekend and a great Easter. If you don't hear it, if you want to listen, because we'll be live, 1360KHNC.com. We're on at 8 a.m. West Coast time. So 8 a.m. Arizona, California time. 9 a.m. Mountain. You can kind of figure out wherever you may live how to tune in at 1360KHNC.com. As I said, gold's up 25 now, 22.16. Silver's up 30 cents as we got a several economic data points. More bad news for housing, at least for sales. We had consumer sentiment, jobless claims. You know, nobody's getting fired. I'm going to do this. Next week, I'm going to give you a jobless claims number. Ready? 210,000. Because that seems like what they say every single week now. 210,000. It, like, never changes. Doesn't matter. 210,000. But tomorrow is a bigger day. Yes. Well, the markets are closed down. They could have released it today. Right? I mean, heck, they probably could have released it a week ago, 2 weeks ago. But we're going to get more inflation data tomorrow, kind of, you know, consumer inflation data. I think what we're going to see is a hotter month-over-month number. But because, you know, got to remember, you know, you compare to last year there were so big numbers being posted. So I think the year-over-year number will still stay around that 3% headline number. And we could see gold up another $25 or $30 tomorrow. That's kind of what I'm kind of thinking. I'm thinking that we're going to see. Now, if the number comes in like, I don't know. How hot would be too hot? I don't know, Jason. But with big numbers falling off from last year, no matter how hot the month-over-month number is, I think that year-over-year number is still going to be close enough to 3% that they're going to be happy.
It's been staying in the threes, Joe. I don't know if they can if it's going to go into the twos or not. And regardless, it's still going to be higher than what the so-called goal is, and the goal being ridiculous compared to a regular society where, you know, the citizens actually have rights when it comes to the financial system. We should have no inflation. It's just so funny how the story gets sold down the line over the years and the decades that we're supposed to accept inflation as a normal part of society. And we're heading into an inflative cycle that's so bad. It's already been bad. And when they give us the 4% a year normal inflation somewhere in the future, that'll be the new norm. And somehow they're going to sell that to the majority of the people. And it's just a lower standard of living. These kids that don't know anything about this stuff, they'll be the future leaders of the country. And then they're going to look at the Fed, whoever's the figureheads, whoever the Jerome Powell is in the future. And they're going to hear 4% inflation is normal. And then everyone's just going to accept it. It's ridiculous.
I think that's exactly what's coming, and a lot worse. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office. You know, like I said, this is almost a worthless organization because they only can tell you what they're told to tell you. And they had to come out again yesterday and say, well, you remember how we said the deficit was only going to be so big? Well, it's going to be a lot bigger than that because, well, and again, not to their fault, but now they're starting to talk about exactly what we've been warning about. How soon until we have a problem in the Treasury market. So we've got a lot of things to talk about today. I think this is a big reason why we're seeing gold react the way it's been reacting. I mean, the month of March, going up $100 in just the month of March alone. And listen, we still got another day to go. We still got tomorrow to go. And Jason, I don't know how all of this ends, but I will say that it's something where this was an easy problem to see coming. They've kicked the can down the road over and over and over. Idiotic economic policy, leaving rates at zero for 15 years, allowing the government to spend like drunken sailors. Matter of fact, cheerleading them to do it. Right, Janet Yellen, go big, spend, baby. And now, all of a sudden, how big is the problem? Every 100 days, add another trillion. Every 100 days, add another trillion. Heck, we're already closing in on 35 trillion. We just passed 34. 800-951-0592. Jason and I, we're going to be right back. 800-951-0592, Patriot Radio News Hour. Joe and Jason here on this Thursday. It's opening day for baseball season. The Diamondbacks and the Rockies are going to go at it today. Last night, the Suns beat the Nuggets. Hey, I don't know how that happened. The Suns, boy, what a disappointment they've been. This tells you, doesn't matter sometimes how much money you spend. You don't got the right guys. But we'll see how it all goes. It's something where I only bring it up because of how expensive stuff is now, right? Going out to the ballpark, going out to opening day, it's a small fortune. It's a small fortune. I mean, Jason and I, we were talking about, summer vacations. Hey, when you go in, when you're coming back, and I'm going to do this, and I'm doing that. And of course, what were we talking about? Everything's a fortune. Even if you drive, it's the hotels, right? Prices, it's insanity what they charge now at the hotels and everywhere you go. Summer drive season is going to be brutal. I'm just telling you, gas prices are going to get a lot more expensive. I know that sucks because, it's already $4 here. I know Colorado, you guys got cheap gas. It's still going to get a lot more expensive. This is the year of chaos. March Madness, again, Jason and I identified March. We said, hey, the fireworks start in March. And boy, have they ever being diversified. If you are done, hey, you've done your job. You've built your wealth. Man, you got to get into gold and silver hard. Protect it. Keep what you've worked so hard for because it's going to be a crazy ride. I'm not talking about this year. Listen, you're preparing now for next year. I know a lot of people think, well, I got plenty of time. Nope. Gold and silver are going to be a lot higher as the year goes on. But we talk about maybe you aren't done. Hey, I'm not there yet. But man, I've got a nice run going in my IRA with the stock market in the bubble. I see the bubble. We all know it's a bubble. Check out our friends over at YRefi. You can get up to 10.25% fixed rates of return, and you can use it as income if you want. Or you can compound it, right, and just let it grow. 10.25% every year for 5 years in a row, not correlated to the stock market. Well, what happens when the bubble bursts? If the Dow goes back to 20,000, doesn't matter. You're still getting 10.25%. Doesn't matter what the inflation number is or isn't tomorrow. Doesn't matter about whether homes sell or don't sell. None of that stuff matters. Check these guys out. They're a great company to do business with. You feel good about it because it's such a great thing that they've done with the private student loan market. And what these, it's just ridiculous. These banks lending people that don't have jobs and are trying to go to school because that's what they got told to do. And they rack up $100,000, $200,000 worth of debt and can't pay it the second they graduate and get put into collections. But check these guys out. Do yourself a favor. If you got $50,000 or more, you can use an existing IRA. Some of you can use your 401k. Give them a call. 888-Y-REFI-24. 888-Y-REFI-24. If you want to look them up on the web, investyrefi.com. The word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com. Check them out. But Jason, a lot of interesting data besides the jobless claims data that came out today. Fourth quarter GDP, the final. This one's the final one now. Okay. 3.4%, a little better. They were thinking 3.2, 3.4. All right, pretty old news. I guess this is the data the Fed was waiting for. We also got PMI data out of Chicago, and it was not good. 41.4. So this is a number. 50 is like zero. So this anything below 50 is bad. They were expecting 46, so a big miss there. And then under the hood, new orders fell at a faster pace. Employment fell. Inventories fell, so that's probably a positive, I guess. Supplier deliveries fell. Production fell. What could it possibly be? Oh, prices paid rose again, and then pending home sales, it did get a very small uptick in February. Everyone was thinking because the rates, remember when the rates fell there, that it was going to be really good, not so good. Home sales are now down to the 90s, these are pending homes. So these are people that, hey, I've signed a home and close it in March or April. So once again, housing not going to happen. Matter of fact, 49, I don't know, counting it, but nobody here believes that. But anyway, 49 of the 50 states, rents were higher. And then last but not least, this is one of my favorites at Northwest Gensers because there's just so bad at their job. A new report. 68% of business owners say Gen Z employees are the least reliable. 71% say they are most likely to have mental health issues in the workplace. One of the employers surveyed said Gen Z's absolutely delusional. Complete lack of common sense and zero critical reasoning or basic analytical skills. And you know, this is exactly what's happening in schools today. They don't want these kids to be critical thinkers. They want them all, right? Oh, everybody's a victim. This is the handout society, right? I should be, a lot of them in there were saying that the Gen Zers think they should get raises just for showing up to work, right? Not actually doing it. Hey, well, I came to work every day. Less than 4% said that the Generation Z most aligns with their workplace culture. 62% said they're most likely to create division and toxicity in the workplace. Expecting promotion simply for showing up every day. Almost 60% of them say that Gen Z runs the risk of creating a workplace lawsuit. Wow. This is, this is really tough sledding that is facing things. And I'm going to say this. When this bubble ends, it's going to be really difficult. Really difficult. So those of you out there with... You got kids in this age group. You got grandkids in this age group. I'm just telling you right now, get some gold put away for them too, because they're going to need it. They are going to need it. They really don't have the skills. They're really not set up to thrive in these challenging environments. They don't. They, you know, and again, I point to the education system in this country. They really don't want any critical thought at all. And by the way, the government needs to hand you things. And this is why we're in such trouble. I mean, the latest out of the CBO, it really is, it's sad. It's sad because for a little while, maybe, you know, the late 90s, maybe into the early 2000s. They said, you know, gosh, we can't do this to our kids and our grandkids. Well, the numbers are actually only going up. And the CBO said that the actual reporting, see, they're not actually allowed to tell you actual until afterwards. They're saying that it hits a new all-time high every single day, talking about the deficits. They're saying that the curve that the U.S. debt is on is one of the most, well, boring and exciting topics, because the one thing that is for certain is the numbers go up and you aren't far away from when they go up at a scale that will be unsustainable. They're saying that right now, $1 trillion every 100 days or so, saying that we're heading into the territory that the United States could suffer a similar market crisis. And they brought up like the UK, you know, a lot of people forget. Remember the pound? Right? The pound almost went below a dollar. The UK was having major issues. Remember they elected that new prime minister? People forget this. She didn't even make, I think she barely, I don't even know if she made it 6 weeks. Because she wanted to come out and say, okay, we're going to spend a whole bunch of money. And the markets went crazy. They had to get rid of her, set up a new government. And I think this is where the United States is heading. And this is why I said, I think this bubble may be the bubble that changes everything. Because for really going back to the 1971, since going off the gold standard, that's always been the answer. More debt. Well, look at where we are right now. $2 to $3 trillion in debt every single year. And here's the problem. We're really closing on $3 to $4 trillion. That could very easily be where we are in fiscal year 2025. And the problem is, with all of this debt, it's really impossible now to keep growing. Like we said, for every dollar in debt we go into, you're getting 40 cents of growth. And the CBO is saying, listen, That's not going to be 40 cents much longer. It's going to be 30 cents, 20 cents, right? And at that point, Jason, the debt bubble, it becomes too overwhelming. And I'm glad to see at least the CBO come out and say the U.S. is now in danger of exactly that happening.
Yeah, the situation that we've been reporting on since the inflation got bad, you know, which was blamed on COVID, the last several years, Joe, we've talked about how, you know, the Fed is rocking a hard place sort of thing. Raise rates, destroy the markets, lower rates, inflation keeps going. And they've been doing this dance, and they have all these tricks in their book. But we'll see. We'll see how much of a soft landing we get when things really, really get bad when it comes to this debt and these payments, this interest payments, Joe.
When we get back, they put a date on it, and then they said, you know what, that date's not even good. 800-951-0592. We've been having some audio issues, so hopefully we're sounding a little bit better. I know Jason was cut off for most of that segment, but hopefully we've got it squared away. Gold's up $25, $2,215. Silver's up, you know, let's call it 20 cents right now, 24.94. The Dow's up 10. The Nasdaq's up 6. The Nasdaq's up 7. The S&P's up 6. But the CBO director saying that we don't have to wait until 2026. I keep telling everybody, Medicare, Medicaid runs out 2026, by the way. We got a lot of big things coming. This is why I said it's, I don't know that we can spend our way out. It seems like yesterday, when everyone was talking about the U.S. debt interest payments surpassing $1 trillion, right? You know, we talked about that, right? Hey, we're going to spend more on interest than we do on defense. Well, here's something really, really sad. Is according to the CBO now, the trillion wasn't enough. It's now going to be 1.1 trillion. And then they said every 4 months, add at least another $100 billion to that number. Okay. So, I mean, you know, I know I went to public school, but by the end of the year, that means what, 1.4, maybe 1.5 in interest, trillion in interest? 2025, are we going to hit 2 trillion? By the way, he says we're going to hit at least 2 trillion in 2026, and that was a maybe, right? That's a maybe. Like, man, I don't know that it's going to get that far. This is what you're up against. This is why, be smart here. Why do you think gold's doing this? Right? Why is it that all of these central banks keep pouring money into gold? Listen, we're going to end up, here's what this is going to end up when this all said and done. I think we're going to end up with a new kind of like a Bretton Woods thing. But it won't be the dollar, won't be the only player in town. And it's going to be, and Jason has said this so often, how much can you afford? How much freedom can you afford? Your standard of living goes away as the dollar falls. And like I said, listen, even if the dollar stayed, hey, it's the majority currency. That's a huge hit. We're seeing it play out, and guess what? That just looks like this trend is going to continue, Jason. I see no way out of this. I mean, now the CBO is just coming out and saying, listen, hey, we're adding $100 billion of interest every 4 months. We're already at $1.1 trillion by the end of the year, $1.4 trillion by the end of 2025. Hey, don't be surprised if we're paying $2 trillion in interest.
Well, I mean, Rand Paul was just on the House floor talking about all the ridiculous things that budget was paying for. And he said the it's $1 trillion every 90 days. He wasn't doing the 100 days. He's already got it down to the $1 trillion every 90 days. I remember last year I said, well, it should be about $4 trillion added to the debt next year. But you know, and then the whole, well, the pace is about $1 trillion every 100 or 100 plus days, but you, it's speeding up. So you can't just go with what it's doing now. You got to add in the speeding up, the quickening of it. So at the end of 2024, Joe, we could have added $4 trillion this year, which means the trillion and a half, first quarter, second quarter of 2025 is very likely. Not maybe, it's very likely. And with the inflation and the government wanting to continue to spend to keep things running, yeah, it's you know, what was it, a couple years ago they used to say the new normal. Remember a couple of years, just several years ago? I think this is the new normal. This is the new normal where maybe we don't have the hyperinflation that you see and hear about in Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe, but we could have a hyperinflation where everybody's behavior completely changes on what they do with the money that they earn, Joe. You know, I think people aren't going to want to hold on to dollars. People are going to figure it out that the dollars is what's listen, everything's going up. Joe and I talk about it. Everything's going up. I'm not a stock market guy, but the stock market's going up, right? That means there's one thing going down. If everything's going up, there's one loser here. It's the dollar. It's the dollars that you're holding on to. This is why we've been, for me, for 6 years on this show, and Joe for longer, we've been saying just get it into gold. Don't have it sitting there. Get it into gold. Have it in something. I would say you can go put it in something else if you want, but I'm telling you now, gold is just a nice, safe, warm blanket, and that's how our customers act when they buy more gold. They act very calm and relaxed.
For a lot of people out there, they're like, man, I want to, but all my money's in an IRA. You can put some of that into a precious metals IRA. It's you can get exposure. The metals plan, right? We're just finishing the first quarter of our metals plan. You can sign up for as little as $100 a month. You can get in if you want to. If you want to talk about taking part of your IRA and rolling it over to a gold and silver IRA, call us. We can help you do that. The great thing about that is at any time, you can take possession of that IRA. So you could put some gold and silver away. We'll make sure you got the right stuff in there. And if you get nervous and you think you need to have it, you can always start having it delivered right to your house so you can have it when you need it. But it's something where the time for action, it's right now. This is really disturbing news when you're talking about the interest on the debt now going up $100 billion, right? Every 3 to 4 months, $100 billion. And to Jason's point, and the CBO even said it, the pace is quickening. That's the problem, right? The pace is quickening. And of course, look at what we're doing. Of course it's quickening. And now you have something like, whether it's war, the bridge in Baltimore, right? That thing's going to be, how many billions of dollars is that going to be? And it doesn't matter. If it's not that, it's something else, right? And if it's not this, it's that. And all of these things at the same time, let's just see today. Who was talking? All the fast food restaurants are saying sales are starting to slow as people are running out of money. GameStop saying sales are now at an unsustainable level as far as declines go. You're starting to see it. It's come. It's slow, but it's coming. Patriot Radio News Hour. We got a huge special coming up next. 800-951-0592. The special today, and it's a great one. And especially, I don't know, right? I'm probably jinxing it, the whole thing, but I've got a feeling we're going to have a higher gold price when the Easter holiday is over. But this is the cheapest price per ounce on the most private gold you can own. Of course, what does private gold mean? It means you can buy it, sell it, trade it in any amount. and there's no 1099s. There's no forms to fill out. Don't need to see your driver's license and give me your social security number and your address so I can have my account and send you a form. None of that with pre-33 U.S. gold. The $10 gold pieces for what? Like a year plus now. They've been the cheapest way. Here's the sad thing. It's getting much smaller now. But we've got a great opportunity here. Put the gold away. Start stacking this stuff. 1 through 19. Basically, I'm ignoring today. And I think tomorrow is going to be another one. 1 through 19, $11.95. 20 or more, $11.90. 50 or more, $11.85. 100 or more, $1,180 at 800-951-0592. And I still have on silver. Still got silver quarters, rolls of silver quarters at $200. You got silver at $25. So great value both in silver and in gold. But the $10 liberties, I mean, listen, they're regularly already now $1,210. And now, I mean, come on, what are we going to be looking at tomorrow? $1,215, $1,220, $1,225. Pick them up for less. $11.95, 20 or more, $11.90, 50 or more, $11.85, 100 or more at $11.80 at 800-951-0592. The next upside target for gold, 2234. And after 2234, right, you're looking at 2250, right? And then, of course, you go $50, you know, 2300. By the way, TV gold, this is now the lead contract, 2235. So it's already sitting there at that number. Again, this is what we're looking at. And then did you guys see this out of Houston? The mayor of Houston, the city is broke. We owe the firefighters. I don't know how you can owe the firefighters the kind of money that they do, but they say that they're hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. The city promised to pay the firefighters $650 million in back pay. The city says we don't even. Not only do we not have that, we're broke. Saying that they need to start immediately cutting this. Remember, we warned you about this. The cities and states. Usually their fiscal year starts in July. I think we're going to see a lot more of these. The mayor is saying we're going to need to raise property taxes. We're also going to add a new garbage collection fee, as well as cutting services. And they're not ruling out, Jason, that, hey, we just may have to just start adding even more fees because they simply said, listen, we don't have enough money to pay the bills. We don't have enough money for the police. We don't have enough money for the fire. Heck, we don't have enough money for anything.
When I first came on the radio in 2018, 2019, before things started happening, that was what we were reporting on a daily basis was pensions couldn't get paid. You know, cities were having trouble paying their bills. Crime was getting out of control in those cities. And then, just, you know, to hear that they can't pay their firefighters, you know, that's what's that? I mean, it just makes everything more expensive. The first thing I think is, well, I guess wonder what the insurance company is going to do about that. You know, if I was an insurance company, you know, that's your business. They don't have firefighters. They're dysfunctional in their firefighter department. That means one of these houses that we're insuring is going to go down in flames because they can't do their business. It's something I think we're going to be echoing in the days, months, and years to come, Joe. That these cities, especially, you know, that's just the way it is. In the blue states, they're going to be suffering the most. It's, you know, this is why conservative people get out of those areas. It's why a lot of our customers have moved out of Colorado. A lot of our customers have moved out of Colorado simply because they don't want to be in Colorado anymore. Because it's going to get worse and worse and worse when it comes to these cities trying to make ends meet. I mean, Joe, here's a question. We're talking about inflation. We're talking about the prices of things. I don't expect Joe to know the answer to this, but remember when gold was 1,600? Do you remember that, Joe? I don't remember 1,600 gold. I remember when gold just swooshed right by it like a freight train from, I'd say, 2018, 2019, going into 2020. And 1,500 gold, 1,600 gold, I don't remember hitting that. But, you know, now I know some people go back to 2010, 11, and 12 when gold spiked. But, Joe, we don't – 21 – I talked to Joe this morning, 2,100 gold just disappeared in March. It came and went in March. If we stay above 2,200 and we start moving up, 2,100 gold is going to be something that no one's going to remember. And 2,200 gold could do the same, Joel. It can just keep on doing this. And this is the – look, when gold goes up, things are breaking. You know, if Houston's having problems, well, gold is going up. It's matching what's happening, Joe.
Right. You think, oh, Houston, I mean, Texas is booming, right? Texas is – no, these cities are in big trouble. I mean, Philadelphia, the police – unless you're calling about a murder – right? They're not coming, right? Baltimore, they're not coming, right? And the list goes on and on and on. And of course, now that the COVID money's been all spent up, a huge slashing is going to be going on across the country. Taxes, well, let's face it, they're going to be going up pretty much everywhere. Patriot Radio News Hour, final segment when we return. 800-951-0592. You know, premiums are really inexpensive right now. Especially, you know, think about the special today. Even at $11.95, right? You're only paying, if you bought two, right, getting an ounce of gold, that's only $175 over spot. Right? And spot's $2,215. I mean, you're in the single digits. I mean, if you can buy 100 of them, think about it. If you can afford 100, you're talking about, what, $145 over spot? And you got spot, like I said, at $2,215. I mean, that it doesn't get a lot better than that. I mean, you're like at 6.5% over spot. I mean, normally, I would say the normal markets, you know, you're usually paying about 10%. You know, that's about 10% over, something like that, a little over 10% over. You're well in the single digits right now. Remember when COVID, how expensive stuff was? I mean, it was insane what the premiums were.
We can partially explain that, Joe. There's not as much of a flood into buying right at this moment than during COVID or even during January 6th or during the Ukraine war when it started. Those were all three rush times to buy into gold. And there's not a rush of buying, but there's going to be a rush in buying. Let's just, Joe, if we had a rush in buying right now in gold, with gold at this price, we'd be looking at 1,200 something or maybe 1,300, low 1,300s for one of these $10 liberties just because of the buying. So right now, if you're buying, this is great. We've had a rush of selling here in Colorado. I've been doing a lot less selling coming in. A lot of the guys that were selling, I think they've run out of stuff to sell. But there's a lot of pressure to push people into selling their gold and silver. There will be a buying rush. It'll happen when people really. I think this summer, Joe, and when the price is just. I mean, we're looking at it, but not everybody's looking at their summer vacation plans yet. Some people aren't, you know, looking into a lot of the cost of things in the future. When they start to see it and then they start to feel it, physically pay for it, the ones that have money, the people that have money, there will be a rush of buying. And then the premiums will start going up and push gold even higher. Let's say gold goes to 2,400 in the next couple of weeks. Okay? And then it comes back all the way back to 2,200. Oh, look, it went well. If a rush of buying comes in, when it dips back down to where we're at now, you're going to be paying higher prices. This is why you got to buy. Remember, I keep saying gold is a leading indicator of more inflation. So it's going up now. That means we're going to have inflation coming bad. So you're supposed to buy this now. Because if gold dips back down at some point and people are like, oh, this is a good time to buy it. It happened, right, Joey? It happened. Gold went down a couple of times in the last few years, and the premiums just soaked it right up.
Yeah, and that's it's really just how it's been with – and I'll use the word fear. When people get nervous, right, and all of a sudden there's that mad rush in, that's when you really see these premiums go – just go parabolic, and we're setting up for here. We're, you know, this is kind of the last of the good times, right? They're breathing life, that last little bit of life, into the bubble here before the chaos really starts. So if you've got the means, I think today's the day to take advantage, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Obviously, that the inflation number, that's going to be highly watched. But again, they've got a lot of things working for it with those big year-over-year numbers. But Jason and I, we will be live tomorrow in Colorado if you want to listen to us there. God bless everybody. Happy Easter.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.